Intervju Radija Študent.
Lepo pozdravljeni v intervjuju Radija Študent. Z vami sem Luka in z mano je Erik. I will switch to English so we can understand each other. Erik, you're back after a year and a half. You're going to again perform three gigs with Errol Ruin. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Great to be here. Great to be back at Radio Student.
So, you're in the half of your tour, something like that, right?
Yeah.
How was Europe?
It's good. It's been great. Went as far north as Oslo this time, played at the Blitz up there, and opened for Bruxa Maria and Mo, and that was really fun. And played in Denmark and Copenhagen with Nihil. And some fun shows in Sweden, and bunch of shows between here and there. It's been a really good time.
And after that, you're gonna share length of the tour with Divine Circle, right?
Yeah, hooking up with Divine Circles on Sunday, house show in La Spezia. Before that, gonna play a really cool show in the Italian Alps by the fellow who puts on Terra Savaglia, with Strosek, and that's an Italian singer-songwriter guy who's also doing the La Spezia show with us. And yeah, and then so we're doing about like I think 9 or 10 shows with Divine Circles, and a lot of those are in Germany with Nebelung as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's gonna be great.
You've been on the road a lot last year, plus you're preparing a new record. How's the new record coming?
The record is done. Actually.
It's done.
Yeah, it's totally done and mastered and everything. The artwork's being done now. It's gonna be out this summer.
It's going to be out summer.
Yeah, I'm going to try to... So I got a lot of really fun festival performances this year in the States. But then I'm launching a big tour in mid-August. And so the goal is to have the album out by then.
Wow.
And then I'll be sort of touring all over North America in support of the record.
What's going to be the name of the record?
I don't know yet, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it done and everything, but the song titles and the title of the record, it's always the last thing.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're looking forward to hear that. But the thing is, I saw that you've been on the road a lot. Almost like you've been here a year and a half ago and you came back to the States and you did like 3 months tour or something like that. How it was like living on the road?
It's great, you know. It's fun. It can be really tiring because I tour by myself in the States. And it's just me in the car, and I do all my own driving, and I'm my own merch girl, you know. So it can get really tiring. But then I have some friends scattered around the country, so I usually plan a couple days off. With Divine Circles, when I play in Asheville, North Carolina, I've usually taken like 5 days off in Asheville and just hang out with Meg and Dave, her partner, and you know, just jam and relax. And then I have like close friends in Denver and New York. So yeah, it's been great. You know, it's really cool just seeing all the stuff out there and you know, popping up to Canada and playing up there too.
Plus also playing with many good bands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Artists.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like there's so many like friends and sort of co-conspirators on the West Coast that I'm very used to playing with. So the tours usually start with tons of West Coast shows with like acts that I'm already very familiar with, which is really great. But then when I get away from the West Coast, it's much more random and mixed up and different types of acts and different, you know, it's all very DIY kind of touring style, but different, you know, types of venues or living rooms or, you know. So yeah, that's really interesting.
And did that time on the road anyhow affect the album that is coming?
Not really, because Aerial Ruin is not really it's not really reflecting of me as a human. It's more of a sort of a spiritual expression, so it's, you know, it's beyond the human experience. So I suppose anything that you do affects your art in some way, but
of course, yeah.
But I'm not writing the songs about that stuff or anything.
You're not writing songs about the road and the highway.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So there is another thing that I want to ask you about. You're also working a lot with Bellwitch, and they're also releasing a record, and you're gonna play some shows with them. I mean, you said you're gonna play the. No, what festival are you playing?
Northwest Terror
Fest.
So that's a really cool 3-day festival in Seattle, Washington, and it's at 3 different venues over three days. And so I'm doing a normal solo Aerial Ruin set there. But for the first time, I'm doing a full set with Balwich, where we're playing the songs that I sing on. Because what I do is I collaborate and sing sort of lead vocals on like one like song per album, but it's usually a long song, like 20 minutes or something. So then we're doing the one that I did off of the Longing record, and then the one I did on the Four Phantoms record, and then we just recorded a new one, and that's actually one 84-minute song. This new one, I sing on more of it, actually. Like, it's just a two-piece. They're just a two-piece for about the first 50 minutes or so, 50 minutes. And then it goes into this really long, drawn-out, sort of slower, more ambient part. And I come in, and I'm the only vocalist for about 20 minutes. And then it gets heavy again, and me and Dylan are trading off on vocals. Then it kind of goes into another ambient part. So I'm basically singing on a good sort of 36-minute chunk of the new record. But it's kind of cool because you have this, you know, the part that they do before I come in would be a really great record just by itself, you know?
Yeah.
And then it kind of goes in this totally different sort of thing that we kind of do as a three-piece.
Wow.
So yeah, I've sang live with them in the past as well, but usually just coming up at the end of the show just to do one song. So this is the first time where we're doing a full set as a three-piece, and I think that, you know, we all like the idea of doing more of this. And like, you know, maybe we can do other festivals like as the three-piece Balwich.
So, and you're just doing vocals, right?
Yeah.
Cool. I also saw that you've been touring with Wreckmaster Harmony a bit.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was really fun. They are doing a really lengthy tour right now. They're out there. So it was cool. I jumped on three shows with them, and really great guys, really great band. And it's just the two of them right now. And it's they sometimes play with an expanded lineup, and they have all these, you know, amazing guest musicians on some of their records. But the set they're doing right now is really cool, and it's pretty complete with JR just like, you know, doing these cool croaky vocals and playing guitar, and Esther playing like a, you know, keyboards and violin and these sorts of like sort of expressive female vocals as well. And then they have like they roast their own coffee and they sell that as well. So it's like they have their merch table and they got their coffee. And I met them when actually I played with them like about a year and a half ago with Balwich. I did a couple shows with them back then too, and that's how we met. And so, yeah, it was nice to be invited along for a little chunk of their tour. But they're still touring now. They're probably somewhere like in Tennessee, and they're slowly making their way towards New York.
Wow. Well, I forgot what I was about to ask you, but anyway.
If I want a beer. No.
No, we have a beer. We're going to have a beer later.
I'll wait to the info shop.
And now I remembered. So you've been around so much, and my question is, can you name maybe one of or two or three bands that we should definitely be aware in the future?
Well, let's see here. Like Horse Cult is some friends of mine from the Bay Area, and they're kind of on hiatus now, but they put out a really good album. And you can definitely find that, like Horse the Animal Cult, and you can find that on Bandcamp. And so I did we did some tour dates together last year, and they're really great. It's kind of like they do folk traditionals, but then they do their own songs as well. And it's like a four-piece, like two female vocals and playing all sorts of weird instruments. And then Asia, who plays with Sangre sometimes, and Will-O-The-Wisp, she plays harp, and then this guy Josh plays guitar. So that's a really good record. And Cinderwell is a project that moved up from, I think, Santa Cruz, and she's like a solo project. She was doing some stuff. She plays in Blackbird Rom sometimes, but Cinderwell is her solo project, and she does that as a solo artist sometimes, and so sometimes over an expanded lineup. And she was living in Portland for a while, and I'm really, really impressed with that stuff. That's really cool too.
Nice.
If you want a third, like Strange Weather is another Portland act.
Yeah, that's a really good band. I agree on that.
Yeah, but I like to play.
Well, you know what? I suggest that if you feel, you play a tune for us.
Sure.
Hopefully something from the new record.
Do you want to hear one of the newest songs?
Fuck yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so you're going to play one song and then we come back and say goodbye and things like that. Let's go.
Deeper are the shallows when all are left for bleeding. The scattered tomb no longer in the way. Deeper are the shallows when when all are left for pleading, to sink among the reeds that they betray. Stricken now of victory, when loss is what they'll plead in, comfort in the arms that held decay. Lavishness of mystery and lust for all deceiving, and hope to lift the truth from where it lay. Sacred is no longer held at bay. When you're collapsing in a dream, there'll be no need of you to scream. When your deception is a lie, I know your truth won't need to hide. I know your truth won't need to hide.
Well, thank you for that. I'm almost speechless.
Joking.
No, but really, it was really nice. Okay, so I guess we should invite everyone to Info Shop at Metelkova. Okay, gonna switch back to Slovenian. Nič, to je bil Erik, oziroma Erik Ruin. Danes točno ob 8 začnemo s koncertom v Info Shopu na Metelkovi. Morda še enkrat EPP, danes so tudi Mob 37, Paranoid in Clutches v Gromki, verjetno tako en najbolj pomembnih punk dogodkov tega leta, tako da vabljeni tudi tam. Erik, thank you again for your time and being here, in hvala poslušalcem, da ste nam sledili.
Thanks, Luca. Thanks, radio students.
Intervju Radija Študent.
Že same misli so bile mračne. Vse so skoraj vse stvari videle samo slabo. Edino lenarjenje, televizija in hrana in pijača so me zanimale. V večkratnem, treznem premisleku sem razumel, kaj pravzaprav vera prinaša v moje življenje. Red, poštenost, dobroto, kvaliteto.
Joj, Boštjanček naš, kako ga je to upralo? V Ljubljano bi šel študirat, a na radiju študent bi mu že dali tinte piti.